Welcome to another episode of Spock Sports Show, sponsored locally through Barbary Law Firm. It's a look at everything sports here in the Mid-Michigan area. And now, here's your host, Chris Spock.
Welcome on into another edition of Spock Sports Show here on Buck 92 and podcasting wherever you get your podcasts. We are presented, of course, by Barbary Law Firm. Every case they take personally. Spring break week, and so we will catch up with our local high schoolers next week to kind of put a bow on our high school basketball season. But another big congratulations to the Sacred Heart Academy boys going all the way to the state finals. Big congratulations to the Sacred Heart Academy girls going all the way to the state quarterfinals. What a run it was on Buck 92 and Spock Sports. But today, an extra special episode, kind of a crossover, Spock Sports Show and Mid-Michigan Matters, catching up with Carter St. John, star quarterback from Alma College football team, talking about his new charity, QBs, Quarterbacks vs. Cancer. Now they're going to raise money to go towards cancer funds, 240 Division III programs in the country. Pretty cool stuff. It is just getting off the ground, so it was really cool to be able to catch up with Carter St. John. So I got a feeling this thing is going to get pretty darn huge. Here's our conversation.
Chris Bachman hanging out at the Hogan Center down in Alma, and I think he calls a Spock Sports Show and Mid-Michigan Matters because we're talking charity, we're talking sports. I've got Carter St. John with me. Thanks so much for joining me, quarterback here at Alma. And people don't know exactly who Carter St. John is. Where'd you go to school? What other sports did you play in high school? Because that's something I got
to
know.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so I went to Bishop Chatard in Indianapolis. I played basketball as well as football. Never really got into baseball. But yeah, I'm originally from Zionsville, Indiana, but went to a private school called Bishop Chatard in Indianapolis.
All right. How big is Zionsville, Indiana?
Zionsville is probably around, it's one of the bigger cities in Indiana, probably around 4,000 kids-ish there.
All right.
At that school. And then Chatard, I think I graduated with 158 other kids. So.
All right, so a little bit smaller school. But like I said, private school, probably pretty darn focused on sports there in the Indianapolis area. What sport, was football always your favorite? Is there any other point, you know, you thought about playing basketball? Were you successful in basketball in high school as well?
Yeah, so I always grew up, my dad went to Kalamazoo College and played basketball there. So I always grew up as a basketball player. And then around my junior year, that's when I ended up being the starter at Chatard and just had a blast. Way more fun than what I had with basketball. So I ended up kind of loving football from there on out. So I always wanted to be a college basketball player until kind of that moment I realized that football was kind of for me.
Did you always play quarterback growing up, or was it, you know, when you kind of became starter on the varsity level, you just kind of realized, you know, what it was all about? That kind of was like, all right, basketball's fun, I'm going to keep playing it, but football's my thing now.
So I played quarterback pretty much for my first practice in third grade. I also played D-end that year. So I was a little weird.
You probably had some size back, you know, back then.
No, I did not.
No, you didn't. All right.
Maybe I was more of a speed rusher, I guess.
All right.
I played quarterback pretty much ever since I stepped on a football field. When I transferred from Zionsville to Chatard going into my freshman year, I played a little bit of wideout, but at the end of the day, quarterback was always in my heart. And so I actually, when freshman season's over, we get to move up with the varsity guys. My first time with the varsity guys, obviously I went to go play defense. The head coach was over there. He watched me do one DB drill and said, Carter, that's it. You're done. You're never stepping foot on the defensive side of the football. Go back over and throw with the quarterbacks. And so that was the end of my defensive career. So
were you upset by that? Did you enjoy playing defense too, or is quarterback kind of
always? No, I hated defense. I'm soft. I don't like getting tackled. I don't like making tackles at all. So that's why they tried to hide me at corner, and I was so happy when he said that. I was so excited when he said that.
You're a little bit like Deion Sanders. You're probably good sticking to the guy. You get some interceptions, but you didn't want to go make a whole lot of tackles.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Coverage corner for sure.
Yeah. Your favorite part of football, you know, maybe it's something that changed from high school to college, but is there, you know, one thing that kind of sticks out to you that's just the best part of it?
I just enjoy the chess match as a quarterback, just being able to figure out, like, what a defense is going to do, why they're doing it, and how we as an offense can beat it schematically. And so that's what I really enjoy. After this interview, I'm actually going to go down to the coach's office, watch some film, just because that's kind of what I love about both sports, really, basketball included, trying to figure out everything on the court. But football is just so much more fun for me, just because you can take something, someone's left shoe's untied, okay, that means they're going to be in this coverage or something like that. So that's just something really fun for me.
Now, you got me thinking here a little bit more. If you're going all into the film and all this stuff, I want to take a little bit deeper dive. As a quarterback, what would you rather see, zone coverage or man-to-man?
Personally, I like seeing man, just because it's you just get a check to a fade or a streak and throw it as far as you can. We got some really talented receivers that can get open. Zone's a little bit more fun if you want to throw it and take a little bit more risks through windows. But man, at the end of the day, is the big shot, big touchdown, stuff like that. So I'd rather see man personally.
All right.
But at the end of the day, just being able to throw the football is not a bad bad thing.
Like I say, you just got me, you know, kind of a fun question to be able to ask a quarterback who's, you know, deep into the game. And now, before we get into the charity, I want to tell people about what you did last year. I looked it up. 3,300 yards in the air, 539 yards on the ground, about 4,000 total yards, and 46 touchdowns on the year. Does that sound about right?
Something like that. I'm really grateful to be in this offense with all the receivers. Like I said, they're super talented. They've done a lot of good things. Been coming down to film with me, just learning how kind of what I want to see on the film, what I'm thinking through, so that we all know we're on the same page. And also credit to the offensive line. I think, I don't know how many rushing yards total we had as an offense, but there were some questions going into this year about what our offensive line would do, because we had four new starters this year. They handled the pressure really, really well. It gave me a lot of time to be able to sit back there and pick defenses, figure out what they're doing. And again, I wouldn't be able to do it without any of the guys on the offense.
Do you have people don't know, what'd you guys end up finishing last year exactly?
I believe it was 12-1.
12-1, greatest season Alma's ever had. Yep. And you guys made it really darn far in the playoffs. What was your favorite part of last season? Is there a game that sticks out to you? Is there even a play that sticks out to you, or a moment in the locker room?
So the one that probably everyone would think about is the Mount Union game. Down, I forget how much, didn't score a point in the first three quarters, and then score 24 in the fourth quarter at the end of the game with 6 seconds left. We had a little Tebow pass over the top to take them down. They were the number two team in the country at the time, so beating them was obviously huge. I think I saw stuff that we were like 24 point underdogs going into the game, and so that was a huge game. I think one of the biggest game wins in Alma College history, regardless of sport. And so that was a lot of fun.
I think probably the biggest win in Alma College sports. Like I said, I grew up in Shepherd, you know, and so I've been around, you know, Alma, you know, sports some, I guess, you know, along with CMU sports. Like I said, it was kind of, I remember, I think it was 2 years ago, it was like, holy cow, Alma College football, they're really doing something. And then you think about our area right now with you guys, Ferris State, you go down to Grand Valley, and, you know, CMU, come on, baby, let's keep things rolling. I'm happy, you know, Coach Mack staying around. But we got some pretty good college football in the area, even if you don't want to go the D1 route. And to kind of get a little bit into the charity now, QBs versus cancer. The idea started from the Alma Cares. Tell people about what the Alma Cares game exactly was and kind of how it sprung this idea.
So we played against Kalamazoo, and everyone raised, I think it was around $50, to buy a new jersey. So we got brand new jerseys for it. And what we did was we could put a name on the back of our jersey for someone that we knew or in our family that was battling cancer. And so that was really cool. That's kind of where the idea started. I mean, obviously, I know how big cancer is and how many people it's affected. But then just seeing how many teammates at this young of an age, being 20 years old, whatever, having to pick between four different people to put on the back of their jersey, just it was like, wow, this is something I feel like I could try to help out with. And so that's kind of where it started off with. So my grandfather died of cancer. Was it last year, 2 years ago, along with one of my best friends from high school had it. And then one of my old basketball coaches had it as well. He actually just fought through 42 rounds of chemo, and I believe it's small enough now that they can remove it with surgery. So that was a huge relief. I think it was about 2 weeks ago that I found out about that. So that's awesome. But just having people that have been affected by this terrible disease, I wanted to try to do something to help, regardless if it's $5 I'm donating or however much we end up donating, but just wanted to be able to help out.
Yep. And so, for you, you were one of those people that there were probably several names you wanted, you know, take off my number today, you know, and keep these names rolling down the back of my shirt. And QBs versus cancer, what I think is really cool is, again, I talked about Ferris State. There are so many great division two and three schools all over. And I think it's 240 Division III football programs. This was a number I saw in the Morning Sun article, you know, was put out by you guys at Alma College. And I had me thinking, man, that is a lot of kids and a lot of, and that's something, it actually kind of back it up here. Is this something that would have been possible a couple years ago with the whole NIL stuff? Is this something that's new for you to be able to do? Or would this been something that's been possible with, you know what I mean, with the charity back in the day, or no?
I don't really know how the NIL works. I'm pretty sure just because we're a charity, it is not NIL money. Yeah. But again, I went around kind of campaigning it. I made a flyer, or the coach couch, and Coach Reitma helped me out making a flyer for me, and then they send it out to high school kids. So
sports dork in me, you know what I mean, wanted me to ask that question. But like I said, I think it's one of those, if anybody looks into it, they're going to say, oh no, this is a really awesome thing that needs to be done. And what I saw, and you know, stop me and correct me here, is $25 per training session. I've got a youngster that's playing quarterbacks, and I don't, but say he's, you know, youngster at Shep Grade or whatever, he plays quarterback. I could contact you, contact the coaches, and I would pay 25 $25 for you to work out with my kid for an hour.
Absolutely. Yep.
And then he would get some great training. And then that money is going towards a cancer charity of your choice, correct?
Yep. So that's how it works. And then they're also a spot for donations as well. But that's mainly how it works, trying to reach out as many high school quarterbacks as we can just to better themselves. I mean, it'd be awesome just to receive donations 24/7, but I also want to give back to these quarterbacks and make sure they know how or what being a college quarterback's really like. Giving them some pointers, just some drills to work with. I actually had my first session on Saturday, and so it went really well. I had a lot of fun, and so I have three more this coming Saturday and then the next two Sundays. That's pretty much how it works.
Yep, and I saw, you know, the time the Morning Sun article came out, there was over 30 colleges already that were going to be involved, and I imagine it's grown since then. I imagine in a couple of years, probably all 240 colleges are going to be
That's the hope, for sure.
Yep, and it's kind of spreading fast. You know, it's growing big. You just started this. I got a hold of you. How long have you been doing this, and how cool is it see to grow as fast as it has?
So, really, I haven't. The idea has been there almost since the end of the football season, but we didn't really start working on it until January to February-ish. I had one of my old neighbors, Clint Dahl, actually helped me out a lot. He's really smart with the tech stuff, and so he put together our website, and so he's been a great help. That's how he helps me. I'm not smart enough to run any of it, so he does a great job with that, and he's tried to teach me how to do it, and so I help a little bit out with it, but not too much. So it's really started in probably early February, late January, so it's actually been pretty cool to see how fast it's been going. The longest part that took it up was just trying to reach out to all the colleges to see if their quarterbacks would be interested with that all.
Yeah, but I imagine all of them are like, yeah, this is pretty cool. And I mean, and you're at the age training these high school kids, you're probably learning new stuff every time you go out as well. You know what I mean? I imagine it's a ton of fun work, because how old are you exactly?
I'm 20.
You're 20, yep. And so you're working with kids that are 17, 16, 18 years old maybe, but you've been in the game now. How big of a step was it for you from going to the high school level to the college level?
I think it was just a lot more preparation. It didn't feel like necessarily the speed was a whole bunch. I know.
And you were playing in a big-time league too, yeah.
I played against very good competition, and my high school coaches had me ready for this, being a college quarterback, but I think a lot of it's preparation and how much you really love the game. As this is for Division III athletes, but we're not getting scholarships to play football. We're getting scholarships for academics, and we're just here to play football because we love it. And so I think that's the hardest part, is for people to wake up at 5 in the morning and come out to 6 o'clock practice where it's 25 degrees out. But again, I think that's credit to all the guys here that we truly love it and want to be here.
And with the numbers you've put up, is moving up to a bigger division something that you would hope to do? I imagine. I'd like to think you'd get a shot when I look at your numbers from last year, man.
No, absolutely not. I love Alma here. A lot of people have asked me that, and I always tell them I feel like I'm the same exact player I was coming out of high school. So that's the time that coaches got to recruit me, and if they chose not to recruit me, so be it. I'm here at Alma. Alma took the shot on me, and so I love it here. All my friends are here. It's an awesome community. I'm never going to leave. I'm going to come back a bunch as when I graduate and I'm old and still root on the Scots.
And I met, you know, you can walk out here with a pretty good education as well, too. Okay. Elma, that's when you said something about your buddy, you know, smarter, and I wanted to be like, you're at Elma, man. I don't know if you can really get away with saying something like that. And yeah, talk about what it means for you to be playing here at Elma for the Scots.
Yes, it's awesome, especially under Coach Couch, who was a Scot himself back in the day. It's awesome. Just the culture he's brought here, built up here, that it's excellent. All the coaches truly care for you as a person rather than just a pawn on their field. They always check in with you, make sure you're all right as a person instead of yelling at you for screwing up the third play in the practice. So it's awesome. I love it here. And all of my best friends are here. We have a lot of fun here.
And now I'm going to preface this by saying I didn't really start going to college until I was 26. And so if you're not 100% sure, that's all right. But what's Carter St. John want to be doing in 5-10 years? I almost feel like you got coach kind of written all over you.
Maybe. I mean, it's kind of fun with doing the training sessions. After I finished up, I texted Coach Rietma, who's our offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach, and I said, coaching's pretty fun. I mean, I'd love to. Possibly we'll see. I'm a business analytics major, so I just declared last semester, so I like working with numbers, all that stuff. So we'll see what there is in the future for me, but right now I'm just trying to enjoy college as an athlete.
QBs versus cancer. I think everybody's at this point, everybody's goal is to just get rid of cancer, because cancer sucks. And so, absolutely, you know, I know that's the ultimate goal, is to help make that happen. But where do you hope to see quarterbacks versus cancer go?
Yeah, so I have 2 years left of college. I'd like to continue doing it and reaching out to quarterbacks, because it's actually a lot of fun just texting guys and seeing if they'd be able to help out. And some of the guys that in the conference, we talked a little bit, but hopefully maybe it even continues to grow. I've thought about what happens if a Division II or NAI or Division I guy reached out, and I, if anyone was out there that wants to help out, I can give you the same exact formula that I've used, and hopefully they continue to grow it. But the hope is to be able to pass it down to the next Alma quarterback. Like you said, maybe this will eventually grow to all 240-some Division III colleges.
I got an opening for you next football season. You know, when I'm on the air Friday night, if you guys are home for Saturday games, I'll have Aiden Klein, you know, take you up there to the booth at Mount Pleasant High School, and we get on the air and kind of talk about and recruit some more high school. And would you said just high school, or, you know, lower level than that? What's the, you know, kind of the age group that you would work with?
It's open to all of them. I'm doing a middle school one next week on Saturday, or this coming Saturday, just because I think I want to be able to teach high school quarterbacks, not saying that middle schoolers can't come at all. High schoolers really where I can talk football, and they can really understand the quarterback position. You know, as a middle schooler, I mean, I'd love to have you, but you're still trying to figure out what position you're playing, who you are as a player. And so it's a lot easier for me to coach high schoolers because they know where I'm coming from then.
High school is when they say, Carter, you're not playing defense anymore. Yep, you're a quarterback, yep, right? So that's where that stuff starts to get figured out. And if people wanted to get a hold of you guys, get involved, how do they reach out to QBs vs. Cancer?
They can reach out to Coach Couch's email or reach out to me. There's, if you go to the website, it's quarterbacks versus cancer. You spell out quarterbacksversuscancer.com, and that's it. There should be a spot for questions, stuff like that. So just check out the website, and should hopefully some questions get answered. Otherwise, try to get a hold of Coach Couch or me.
All right. Cool, cool. Carter, thanks so much for joining me, man. Awesome. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Another big, big thank you to Carter St. John for joining me. If you check out the show notes, you can find a direct link to Quarterbacks vs. Cancer. Cool, cool stuff that he's doing. Another big congratulations to him on a great year at Elma, and looking forward to another one next year. And thank you for listening to another edition of Spock Sports Show. Back with more next week. Buck 92, Spock Sports Show, podcasting wherever you get your podcasts and at MyMichiganPodcast.com.
If you've got legal questions and you don't know what to do, my attorney is Joe Barbary. He can be yours too.
Hi, this is Joe Barbary. Here's a motor vehicle accident tip. If you've been injured in an auto accident, you don't have to go to Detroit to get the best legal team to represent you. Myself and my staff have been doing auto accidents in the Central Michigan area for over 30 years. Most people I know don't want to drive 150 miles to meet with somebody that they've never met before. If you retain us at Barbary Law, you'll meet with an attorney face-to-face, and you'll be minutes away from doing so. So keep that in mind. If you're injured, or God forbid, a loved one is injured or killed in a motor vehicle accident, contact Barbary Law and we'll take care of you.
My attorney is Joe Barbary. He can be yours too.
Thank you for listening to Spock Sports Show with Chris Spockman, sponsored locally through Barbary Law Firm. The views and opinions heard on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those views and opinions of Latitude Media, our sponsors, affiliates, and My104.3 or Buck 92 Radio. Check out our website for even more podcasts from around the area. Just go to MyMichiganPodcast.com. It's podcasting that matters.